Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Gauze Talk Radio, back on the air by popular demand. We must have got we're off a couple months and got about 45,000 emails to get back on the air. People love it. They can't get enough of it. And that's the bottom line. So I'm back on the air and right in time for the bucko season. And I want your comments on the buckos if you watch them today or have any predictions on the season. That I have a few and like to hear yours. So the number is 516-666-9990. Lots been talked about since we've been off, and now it's a new season, and I hear the Pirates staff and the Pirates broadcasters all, you know, talking this team up. Bob Walk and Craig Brown are, you know, the Pirates have a chip on their shoulder, and they're ready for action, and they're coming into this season pumped up, and they want to prove everybody wrong. And what were they at, 25 games by the end of the year? And they said it was a fluke, and they're going to prove everybody wrong. Well, if today's proving people wrong, I don't want to be right, because what I've seen about with this team, they were never in the game today. It was 5-3. Two guys on, top of the ninth, as usual, can't get them in. Marte pops up. He pops up, leaves the guy on base. Cut strikes out three times. He's 0 for 4. The great Polanco, he didn't get a hit. He was 0 for 4. Cole, he went through four innings. They couldn't touch him, but he went through a couple times through the lineup. They got a beat on him. Can't keep throwing 85, 89, and people are going to catch on to you. You don't have nothing else. And I'll tell you, I don't see too much hope for this team. I really don't. Pitching staff, I think, stinks. I think it's terrible. I think they got a bunch of mediocre but low-average pitchers, three of them, and the four and five guys are rubbish. You could probably go to any high school area or a semi-pro team and get two guys that could do the same. This team is bad. Real bad. Can't steal a base. Polanco, he's supposed to be faster than the speed of light. He gets thrown up by 3 feet. It's just terrible. I didn't see anything that I didn't see last year when they finished 25 out. It's the same old, same old. Guys on base, can't knock them in. You're down 5-0, but sure, now you hit the ball a little bit, you get back in the game. And when it's time to come to bat, when it means something, nobody can knock a run in. I do like his Frazier kid. I like him. I think Kutch will be gone by probably June or July if anybody wants him. I see no hope in this guy. None. Sorry, Kutch fans. Kutch lost it. He may get his hit here and there. He's not the Kutch we've seen 3-4 years ago. I'm sorry. And I don't want to hear about this right field crap. Oh, he's got to get used to right field. He's not hitting because he's in right field. That's why. Give him a chance. He's in right field. Yeah, I heard the same horse shit about Trump. Okay? I don't swallow that shit either. So pass on that. If you're calling here about that, I'm hanging up on you. But from what I see, I give this team 75 wins the most. I think at Rivero in the bullpen is a plus. I look at this Frazier kid as a plus. Bell is below average at first, but he can hit a little bit. Power-wise, they have no power on this team at all. Kutch maybe 20, Polanco, Marte ain't going to hit 20 home runs. This guy not going to hit 20 home runs. He went 0 for 4. Sack fly. Freeze at third, average, below. Mercer, shortstop, average, a little below. First base, below average. Second base, below average. Right field, below average. Center field, half decent. Polanco and left, I don't know. We'll see what happens with him. Catching, if Cervelli can stay healthy for the season, which is I doubt it, but we'll see. But, yeah, I'd get 75 wins, and if that, I don't see much hope in this team. I know it's the first game. Everybody's going to say, oh, it's the first game. Gosh, you can't judge a goddamn team on the first game. Well, you know what? It's a smell test, okay? If it smells like shit, it usually is, okay? And this guy, Nutting, has done nothing to improve the team. But I'll tell you what he has improved. Seven Springs. Yeah, he hasn't proved that. So if I were you Pirate fans, I would think twice about going down to the games and spending money down there for this rubbish. Because this is rubbish. It really is. I see nothing in this team that's going to improve. And with the Cubs improving and the Cardinals, they're going to get Quintana, they said. That pitcher from the Sox. They get him, it's over. Lights out. Pirates will be finishing below. What's his name? The reliever, the big tall kid from, they cut him. Pirates cut him. Oh, damn me. What's his name? The big tall right-hander reliever. Milwaukee picked him up. I can't remember his name. Wasn't that good, I guess. So I forgot his name. Oh, jeez. I'll think of it. Well, we got a phone call here. Maybe Will Dog knows. I think it's Will Dog calling. Hold on. Let's see. Hey, welcome to Gos Talk.
Yahoo. What's up, Gos Man?
Hey, Will Dog from Columbus. What's going on? Why'd you like that game today? Did you catch any of it?
Ooh, it was ugly, man. It was ugly. They I gotta tell you, I'm looking. Well, I gotta. You know what? Here's the thing, Gos, man. And you know, when you talk about the smell test, here we are repeating the same thing. Because I'm looking at the box score here, and I'm comparing the Red Sox to the Pirates. Here we are again. Runners in scoring position. Pirates 2-for-9. Red Sox 3-for-6. That's why you win games, and that's why we lose games. Period. End of story.
That's what I said. Yep. Same old shit. Yep.
You know, we
got runners on base and can't knock them in.
Exactly. And you know what? That's been what's plagued them since, you know, 4 years ago when they started heating up and getting good. You know, constantly, they can't get in.
Nope. I told you, I don't see nothing that's better with this team. Nothing.
Well, I got to tell you, guys, man, it's scary because, you know, you're looking at the guy who's supposed to be your ace, who's you know, out there throwing for you the first game, opening game, giving up 5 runs, falling apart.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. After they seen him 2 times, they caught on to his game, and then they blasted him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's throwing fastballs. That's it.
Yeah, that's. I got to tell you, I think you know, you look at a game last night like St. Louis and in the Cubs. I mean, that's you know, those are two evenly matched teams right there going head to head. You had two great pitchers on the mound, that Martinez, and I think they pitched what was it, Lester or Lackey? I think it was
Lester.
Yeah, they pitched Lester, and you got it's an all out pitch. It's a pitcher's duel. And, you know, you had 1 run. Lester didn't go out there and give up 30, you know. Martinez.
Well, the Cubs' fifth starter is better than Cole. You know, their fifth starter is better than the Pirates' first.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see where you don't make a move in the offseason. What'd they finish, 25 games at?
Something like that, yeah.
So you don't make a move in the offseason, you're going to come back better? How? Any other teams got better? I mean, you can feed some horses, you know, hay for only so long, and they want a carrot once in a while, you know.
Exactly, Gos, man. Exactly. Well, that's been the problem the whole time. I mean, you can't. Before it was hitting. You know, and it doesn't seem like, well, they won't spend the money to really bring the team together. But before, when they had the pitching, they couldn't hit. And now you got, like you said, I think that Frazier kid got a lot of potential. I think Bell has a lot of potential. You know, David Freese has been a hell of a pickup for them. What do you go, 2-for-4 today?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. I mean, he continues to produce. I think you're right with Koch. I was looking at his stat line, and I got to tell you, it doesn't look good, man. You know, I mean, every year his average is coming down, RBIs are coming down, you know.
Yep. Yeah, he looked bad today. He looked real bad, as usual, you know. I don't
but
see
you know
too much
gonna,
openness.
Yeah, well, you know what I was going to say, Osman? I personally think that sometimes the best thing is a change of scene. And for Kutch, I think if he ended up getting moved to a team that actually knew, you know, that got, you know, great hitting coach and all this, I think they may be able to turn his game around. I mean, he's not going to be one of those guys that's going to be atrocious. I don't believe that. But I don't believe he's going to get I don't believe he's going to get any better, you know.
Oh, no, he's
on
peaked
this team
and he's
anyway.
Going down.
Yeah.
Already hit his peak. He's already done that. The pitches he swung at today were just unbelievable. Yeah. Remind me of when I was in Little League. I used to swing garbage like that. Hey, Wilbur, what do you think of me getting like 45,000 emails to get back on the air?
I got to tell you, that was impressive, man.
It's unbelievable. I didn't know. 45,000, maybe more, you know.
Yeah. Look, Osman, you got a great – well, here's the thing. I don't think – you know, and everybody knows this. You can't get the truth on Pittsburgh sports outside of God's Talk Radio. You know, they're going to make
exactly.
These guys – fan and who's that other guy who's smashing for Manny sandwiches all the time? Big loudmouth down there. I can't remember his name. Madden, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, these guys all they make up excuse after excuse. You know, all, you know, it might have been a little, you know, the weather's not just there yet, so you're not going to see Kutch really come around. I mean, you know, once it gets 75, he heats up. You know, same with Koi, got every excuse in the book.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, switching over to hockey a little bit, I don't see the Penguins going too far either.
No?
I think it's a first-round knockout.
I'll tell you what.
I don't see them going too far the way they've been playing lately. They've been playing pretty bad. You don't want to be playing bad going in like last year. They were playing real good going into the playoff. This year they're playing just the opposite.
But I got to tell you, guys, man, last year you made that prediction, and I'm glad you did this year because I'm all the way last year. So.
Yeah. I did say they would. I did say first round knockout last year. I didn't think they'd go past the first round. I still don't. They proved me wrong, and I hope they do. But I just can't see. I don't know. It's a different team this year. Different team. Too many injuries.
Yeah.
A lot of injuries. Yeah. Half the team's hurt. I mean, they all one guy every game gets hurt. I just you know it's amazing. But back to the Pirates.
You know
good.
No, I was going to tell you, you know, I haven't really had an opportunity to follow him too much out in Columbus. It's Blue Jacket territory out here. But, you know, that's the, you know, the things that I've been catching here are, they're just injury prone right now, you know.
Right. Yeah. And back to the Buccos. What's wrong with his Polanco now? He has to sit out. He can't play left field because his shoulder's bothering. Now we're going to start this crap already. Your shoulder's bothering you. You're 24 years old, and you got to play. And you got a DH. You can't play. What's up with that?
Unreal.
You know, maybe
unreal.
It is. Maybe he did get. Yeah, maybe he did get hit with a landmine like Gino did. You know, Malkin. He's been out 65 games. Maybe he did step on a claymore. I don't know. But yeah. Guy's 24 years old. Come on, you're holding him out for a shoulder. What? Mosquito bite him, or what? What the hell happened here? Terrible, ridiculous. But you know, you hear the same crap. Well, you know, we're going to go up tomorrow. You know what? They're going to get swept up there in Boston.
I'm going to tell you, well, do you know who they pitching tomorrow? Do you know?
Well, they're off tomorrow. Wednesday they're pitching Taillon against Chris Sale. That Boston got in the trade from the White Sox. I think he was 20 and something last year. Porcello pitched today, was a Cy Young winner. He was 22 and whatever. Third game, they're pitching Nova. I don't hold any hope for him.
No, they changed it to Cole. KU,
oh, you're kidding
KUHL.
Me.
He's going against
for a third game.
Rodriguez. Yep.
What happened to Nova?
They're
saving him for
know.
The opener down here.
You know what? That might be it. He might be the he might be the anchor, man. You know, he's
yeah.
Oh, that bad.
I guess they want to win this first game against Atlanta, but that might they think Nova got their best shot.
Yeah.
I got some bad news for you, Lucy. They ain't winning.
No.
But all you people that are Bucko fans out there, give me a buzz, 516-666-9990. Give me a call. We're waiting for you.
I got to tell you, I think it's gonna be ugly. I'm gonna throw out a prediction, you know. And I hope as we continue to do these shows, we got people to call in to throw their predictions out there. But I'm gonna say that going into the All-Star break, 25 games out, Kutch gets dealt for a year subscription to Gatorade for the team in 2018, and maybe a couple third rounders. So,
well, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't even give the Gatorade up. Tell you the truth. Because I think Kutch is finished. I really do. Of course,
well,
like you said, he might go on another team. Maybe it's the best thing for him. Bat 700, you know?
I got to tell you guys, I don't – that's the one thing I disagree with. I don't believe the guy's finished. I mean, he found talent in the worst ball club in the history – in 20 years. And he found – you know, they found some talent. He found success here. But you know what? That stuff gets played out. But, you know, I got to tell you. A lot of it's got to be subconscious because as a guy that plays at his caliber and then, you know, subconsciously you see the moves that the ownership and GM make. And while you're staying positive and optimistic, you know these guys deep down. This guy has to know deep down inside they aren't making moves to win ball games. They're not making moves to go to the series. You know, they made moves to get to the wild card game, but they weren't making moves to go to, you know, to compete like on a level with the Chicago Cubs or St. Louis Cardinals or the Red Sox or Yankees. You know, they're not making those kind of moves.
Here's what they made moves to do. And P.T. Yep. Barnum has done the same thing. Put asses in the seats. Okay? Otherwise, you're not going to compete. They're not going to compete for a wild card with this team. They can't. They're not going to do it.
No. No.
I don't see it. I who told you poor Pedro Alvarez was going to be a big bust? Gausman, didn't you?
Yep. Gausman, you called that his first year in the league. I think it was I think you called that the first swing he had at bat. He said, this guy's a bust.
I seen his first swing. I knew he wasn't going to be any good. He had a hole in his swing the size of Jupiter, ring around Jupiter.
See, you get away with that stuff when you're playing college ball. You look like a stud playing college.
Right. All these bums around here, Pedro's the greatest. He's this. He's that. Okay. He had a good year. He had one good year. He hit, what, he hit 30 home runs? Okay. But he batted 210 or 215. He hit 30 home runs. Well, he's in the minor leagues right now in the Baltimore organization. They signed him to a minor league contract. So, all you Pedro fans, I was right. He's a stiff. You were wrong.
He's one of those. Yep, I got to tell you, Gausman, he's one of those guys. This is if he can't prove it, this is probably his last league or last stint in the league. I can't imagine who's going to have anybody for a DH that strikes out all this. He's not Big Poppy, you know. So
well, he sat around the whole spring as a free agent. No one signed him, and then Baltimore signed him as a to a minor league contract. So.
Yeah.
He's in AAA, I think, and that's probably where he'll stay unless somebody gets hurt.
Yeah, they got him down there just as he's a backup.
In precaution. I mean, they got three guys better than him. In a major.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can. How long can you hit 200 and maybe hit 15, 20 home runs? I mean, and get paid to what he gets. $6 million a year? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe for the Pirates.
The only guy that gets away with that is Adam Dunn, because Adam Dunn will hit 195, but he'll put 40 or 50 home runs on the board that year. So
exactly. He'll knock in 100 runs.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I don't see anybody on this Pirate team currently getting anywhere near 100 RBIs. There's no way.
No.
No way.
No.
And batting 300. No way.
Nope.
I don't see anyone. You can call Polanco and Marte. Marte will never hit 300. He's a bad ball. He swings at everything.
Yep.
And I mean everything. He'll never hit 300.
Nope. Yep.
Koch is on his way down. He'll never hit again. He'll never hit 300 again. He's lucky he gets 220, 230 this year, 240. Yeah, this team, I know it's the first game, but I've been watching them the whole spring training. They showed me zero. Zero, nothing, like they did last year.
But I got to tell you, Gosman, I mean, a lot of it, I want to say a lot of it has to do with the, I don't want to say the morale in the clubhouse is bad, but, if I'm on this, here's what I'm thinking. If I'm on this ball club and deep down inside, I got to come to the realization, well, I'm getting paid, obviously. Even if you're league minimum, you're getting paid. But, there's a thing. There's always going to be this stink at the bottom of your you're just gonna. There's always going to be this thing where you're going to be. You know what? Deep down inside, I know this isn't a ball club that's trying to win. It's not. It's not a ball club that's trying to rebuild. Which after last year was terrible, and it's not a ball club that's trying to win. So it's a ball club that, you said, I think it's perfectly put, trying to fill seats. Barnum and Bailey. That's it.
Yep. Yep. All they're worried about is putting asses in the seats. That's all. They were never in this game close to winning this game. I knew when it was 1-0, 2-0, the game was over. 3-0.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah, and Gauze, the other thing I wanted to say, you seen it last year, when they were still, I don't believe that they were ever going to be in the contention of competing, but they were still technically in it. And what Huntington do? Offload Melanson. I mean, if that's not you're getting rid of your closer before the trade deadline.
You got rid of Lariano and gave them two prospects so they'd take them to get rid of the salary.
Exactly.
All right, little dog. Hey, I got another caller here waiting for me, and good talking to you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, man. Keep up the good work.
You got it, brother. Okay, you're on Gauze Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Murph from Florida, what's up?
Yeah, I just got in here. I was taking a little nap. Woke up. I got to catch the end of Will Dog there. And I don't know what was the final score of today's game. I didn't have a chance to look at that yet.
5-3.
Win or lose?
I'll give you a guess.
I was watching on the Major League Baseball channel. They just, flashed to it.
Yeah.
Top of the fifth. Cole was throwing a one-hitter.
He's throwing a good game. They went around a couple times in the lineup, and they caught on to the act, and they start banging him around, and then he lost it. But they had their third runners on base. They left nine guys on base. That's what they usually do.
That's the same we talked earlier, yeah.
Yeah.
How'd McCutchen do today?
Struck out three times, flied out, or grounded
really?
Out. Yep,
well,
base guys on base.
They have him playing right field, don't they?
Yeah, they do, but he don't look too good. He, I mean, not in right field at the plate. He looks bad.
No, yeah, no. I mean, three strikeouts three times. Jesus whiz.
Yeah, and
good.
There's guys
that's
on
good.
Base too. Two guys on. You know, he's supposedly your best player.
Yeah.
Come on, you gotta get
yeah,
a hit.
Yeah, you gotta put the ball in play anyway.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So did Dustin from Davenport call today?
Huh? What'd you say?
Did Dustin from Davenport call?
No, he didn't call yet. He may be working. He may be down at slinging sausage down there.
Well, he's probably passing out those bulletins again.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah,
so
it's
Will Dog
best
say
show
here,
on earth here.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. Will Dog, I caught the end of it. You guys were talking about the end of last year where they trade Melanch and then played everybody away.
Yeah.
What's he think about this year? I missed the beginning of the show, so I apologize. But what's his take
not
on
too,
this year?
Not too optimistic.
No?
What? Let's put it this way.
No.
Let's put it this way to you. They were about 25 games out by the end of the year, and they didn't improve one bit. So where's that leave you?
Well, who's going to beat the Cubs anyway?
I can't see
anybody beating the Cubs. I mean, they didn't get any weaker.
And St. Louis got stronger, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll
made a few deals.
We'll
Pirates
fighting
don't
out
make,
here.
They don't do that. Pirates.
Yeah.
They're satisfied with putting people in the seats and just being competitive enough to make money.
Right. Just being competitive enough to keep the dogs off the porch, huh?
Exactly. Keep the fleas off the dog, so to speak, you know? Buy enough shampoo to keep the fleas off the dog.
Yep.
They didn't impress me at all.
To change the subject here, you got the NFL draft coming up.
Yeah.
What's your feeling on the Steelers? What are they going to do?
Well, I think they're going to draft an edge rusher first run, inside linebacker second run.
Third round, running back or a tight end. I was looking at one of those mock drafts, and they had us picking up that kid from Alabama as an edge rusher.
Yeah, well, they got about 50 mock drafts out there, and they're all different, you know.
Well, I know. That's just the one I looked at. That would be an excellent pickup.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good talent out there, edge rush defense wise this year.
Yeah.
So, I like that kid from Michigan, Jabril Peppers. He can play anywhere.
I got to get some help in that secondary, buddy.
That's why I say that Jabril Peppers from Michigan he's like Paul Amalo. That kid can play safety. He can play linebacker. He's really versatile. I hope they draft. I hope they draft him.
Yeah.
That kid's good corner. He can play corner, safety, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, Merlin, Florida, I got about 90 seconds here left, and good talking to you every Monday back on the air from popular demand here.
Okay, but before you sign off, I'm gonna put a word out to Will Dog now. I got him. They're looking for him all over Columbus now because of the failure to come through with the promises.
So you're saying the Hounds are on his trail.
That's they are.
Is that what you're saying? The Hounds are on his trail?
That's right. I got pictures circulating everywhere. So don't make promises you don't intend to keep.
Well,
we got friends in low
places. Will Dog, if you're listening, the Hounds are on your trail.
That's right. Tell them we got friends in low places. All right, brother.
He liked that email you sent. He loved it. He laughed.
He did. All right. Well, just it's coming. He'll be looking over his shoulder all night long, I guarantee you.
You know what he told me?
Tell
Merv I'm dug in like an Alabama tick. They'll never find me.
They'll find him, trust me. All right, brother. Take it
all right, Merv. We'll talk to you later. Next Monday, same time, same station. 45 million emailed me to get back on, so I had to do it.
There you go. I don't blame him. All right, brother.
All righty. Signing off, brother.